Planned Parenthood to Stop Performing Abortions in Wisconsin. By Catherine Hamilton on June 20, 2022. Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin will stop performing abortions after June 25. As the nation awaits a decision from the Supreme Court that could overrule Roe v. Wade, ABC affiliate WISN reported. If the Supreme Court nullifies its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which ruled that abortion is a right protected by the U.S. Constitution, Wisconsin's 1849 law prohibiting abortion will go back into effect. The law only allows abortion if the woman's life is at risk. In response, Planned Parenthood is suspending appointments and directing facilities out of state, according to the report. We're looking at all our legal options that are available. We also have to look at the landscape of who is making decisions in Wisconsin. And what we want is to ensure abortion access in Wisconsin forever, said Tanya Atkinson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Politico published a leaked draft opinion in May related to Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, a case centered around Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban and the most significant challenge to Roe v. Wade in decades. The leaked draft indicates the court could overturn its Roe v. Wade decision declaring abortion a protected right under the United States Constitution. The court is expected to release its official ruling this month. Should the justices stick with the ruling in the leaked draft, decisions about abortion will be turned back over to states. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, D, has asked Democrats in the state legislature to repeal Wisconsin's pre-Roe law. The state's Democrat Attorney General also said he would not enforce the state's pro-life law if the Supreme Court overturns its 1973 decision, Town Hall reported. In stark contrast, pro-life advocates welcomed the change with enthusiasm and called on the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, a decision that ushered in abortion on demand and has led to the deaths of over 62 million children. Wisconsin will soon join South Dakota in ending abortions, as Governor Kristi Noem, RSD, announced that abortions have stopped. This came on the heels of news of a clinic in the state performing its final abortion. Dozens of pro-life pregnancy clinics across the country have been vandalized by radical pro-abortion activists since the draft opinion was leaked, including one in Madison, Wisconsin. Jane's Revenge, one of the groups responsible for firebombing dozens of pro-life pregnancy centers throughout the country, has threatened acts of domestic terrorism and announced open season on pro-life clinics. More than 100 House Republicans have sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland asking the Department of Justice to investigate as domestic terrorism the vandalism and violence directed at pro-life pregnancy centers across the United States.